Is it 23 March 2024? And I wanted to talk to you about life and death and what's is between them, and if there is anything that is between them, because it is about when you be born, you go every second back to death. And that is what I say last time I recording that for to be death, you must have been born. And of course you have been born. And that I say, that's what it's about. Then is it what you feel it with, the life you have? You have got the life. You, in God's grace, there is, you have got the life, and you should not waste it. You should, it's absolutely no to make a suicide. Yesterday I was depressed very much yesterday, because that is because I have been born many times to Earth, and it is like missing them in heaven. That's why I go depressed. And that what you can think about if you don't know really why you are depressed, and why you are depressed the whole time. I have been to people that have been depressed every day, and it is because your body, all the cells in your body, remember when you were in heaven and had a real family in heaven. I'm not talking about losing your family here on Earth, because that's, no one think about that is wrong. That people can understand that you have grief over the family you have lost here on Earth, but you don't think about that you have a grief about your spirit life, because it can happen that you have been born again many times from going down from heaven to Earth. And it is this world we live in is a little backwards compared to what we have done in heaven. It's I read today about answered on people's question, but that is totally right, wrong, because that's how to think earthly. But when we are, we don't have this connection with Earth. We don't have that desire that we have here on Earth. And you, I say something that can trigger people to do suicide. Because up in heaven there is not those thoughts. But I say once again that it's against God's will that you should make a suicide. Everyone have to fight against this way to only go away from life and be like calmed down and have peace inside you by make a suicide. But that is no total wrong to do it. I have forgotten for a long time what happened in about 2003, I think, when I lived with this family from Afghanistan, Pakistan. And I live with them, and they make me work very hard. And I didn't get any food from them. So I suffering very much about vitamins and minerals, and like I can do here today, that I am very careful. I try to eat healthy as much as I can, but there I couldn't do that, as I didn't have much money. So I ate what I could eat, and one day I had been so very much working in that house, and that woman in the house, she was never happy. She was angry at me all the time, and she, when she come home, she always took her hand down on the floor and to see if there was any dirt on the floor. So it was not that I clean up and then I had not cleaned up and it was filthy. It was things that people couldn't see that she was looking for. And then she screaming at me. But I learn after a while, because I watch television shows, and it was one time they showing me that you maybe do that today, but I say this is a trick, that you spray a perfume, something that smells very good, you do that on the bulbs in the ceiling, but not when they are warm, before you light them up, before they go warm, you spray perfume. And I know I spray cleaning cleaning things, so it seems like I have cleaned very, very much. And so I did, and she stopped screaming at me because she thought I had cleaning, but I only did that just before she come home, so it smells of this middle cleaning soap that we had in the house. And but it was, they have two floors house, big house, and then it was this two children I took care of that was very wild. It's extremely wild, and they could pee wherever they wanted to pee, not in the bathroom, but in trash cans like that inside the home. And they had those slime things. They cast it up in the ceiling, so it stayed there. So I have to try to wash it out from the ceiling. And they make color in the ceiling when they have glue into the ceiling. So it was very hard to get the color back in the ceiling. And it was one evening, I was so very tired of working. And I get up into my home, and I couldn't. I was thinking I should take off my clothes and go to sleep for the whole evening until the morning. But I was so much in pain in my body, so I fall down in the bed without taking off any clothes. And then I was laying out like I was on the cross, I talked to God, and I say that I couldn't take it anymore. My body was so much in pain, and I needed to go away or be healed from it, I say. And then suddenly I lost all the pain in my body. And then it was like I was lifted up in the air with my body. I was hanging in the air. And when I hanging in the air, it was so quiet, and it was so so peaceful, and I had no pain at all in my body. And I heard God talking to me, and he said that to me, that if I should heal you, then you can't heal any people. You can't heal again people, he said to me. And it was not what I was going to do. So I say to God, I say to him that place on me all the pain again, and more pain if you want it, I say. And it maybe was stupid to say that, It was enough with that pain I had. But it I sink down in my bed again, and then suddenly it come very much pain. So I come up to in the air again, and was my body was bowed from up in the air. My stomach was very up in the air because of all the pain that come over me. And I said to God that my life is nothing if I can't heal people. And I was born to heal people. And in some way I say the truth about it. Because healing is not only to heal from sickness, it's to heal, to make people understand what's all is about. And that was I doing now in this podcast. But it's 24 years that I have been trained to go where they wanted me to go in the afterlife. They wanted me to be here. So I should not complain about my pain. But I am a human. So I'm sorry that I complain about all the pain I have and everything I have to go through. Because that's what I come to Earth to do. It was the suffering I come here to Earth to do. And also that people should listen and understand what they in heaven want to tell them. But that seems like I have failed. Now you that follow me, you hear it and you try to understand what I'm talking about. And it's good. And you don't need to be perfect, but you should think about it. Sit down lay down and think about what I have told you and what they have told you from afterlife. What God have told us when he's coming down, what Jesus have say, and what his mother Mary have say to us in all these episodes. And so I accept it. I say that. Bring it on me, all the pain. Because in this life I have now, it's not my life. I have had much better life before. This is maybe the last and the most worse, very bad life I have now. But I understand and I can accept it, that all this pain I have and all the suffering I have made, that it was a reason for it. People that think in worldly manner, that think like we think here on Earth. They don't understand what I'm doing. I say, and some people have asked me, why do you let yourself suffering so much? Why do you have so very hard life? They ask me. But that is not what I have chosen. I know what I did when I was in heaven. I asked God because I saw this world, how bad it was, how many people suffering, and many people was in so much pain, and it was so bad when I compared to where I was in God's throne room, and I didn't had any pain, I had no suffering, I was in peace. But I thought it was not right that the people on earth had so much problem. So I asked God if I could come down to earth once again, because I thought I could help this world. I thought it. I don't know how God was thinking when I say that, but I asked him many times because he didn't want to let me down, because he knew what hell I should come to when I touch the ground here on this planet. But I beg God so many times, so he let me come down. And I didn't choose my gender. That was what I was going to be, and maybe those in afterlife thought it should be better if I was a woman instead of a man to be here on earth. Because it didn't work out with those men that was here on earth. And we see today that the world is worse than ever. It's crashed down very quick now. And I hope they are coming from afterlife to get us, we people that is thinking right, that is tools for heaven here on earth, that they will come and get us up to heaven again, without that we should be killed and suffering and be very bad for us in the end time. That they come before end time and get us up and call our name, what name they call us to. They maybe call us in those names we have here on earth. And I choose my destiny when I have this pain, because God say that he could heal me, but if he heal me, I should not be able to heal any people. And in that time did I do many healings on bodies. But the most important healing is to heal the world, and not only one person at a time. So this what I got today, and I'm going to read and check it out what more, because I did some notes today. And so I go to my computer to see. I have done some notes. It's this is interesting to know. After a person has died, it takes a full 3 days for the life force to leave the body completely. And that's what Jesus did. He come back after 3 days. He was away, and he come back to life after 3 days. And it says that you don't have to reunited with or encounter anyone you do not wish to. And they know that. They know that, and they have separated us from evil people in that time when we come to heaven, because heaven is clean. It's when you come into heaven, you don't need to wait for someone to run to you and hit you. They are gone. Those people, their mindset is gone, because they are reborn again, and they don't have this kind of thinking. And this is everything in spirit astral is telepathy and thought. And that is not me that wrote this. It's someone else saying this. And I have said that. I have told you that they speaking in telepathy. And it doesn't matter where you are from, because we know each other in telepathy. There is only one language and thoughts. And they told us for not long time ago that they can go to another planet by only think about it. They don't need to travel in a spaceship. They only need to think that they are in that place, and they are, when they live in heaven, not here on earth. I talk about when they are in heaven, they can go, they can travel wherever they want to travel, only by thinking about it. And You are not thinking like when you were on Earth. So I make a note about what this person write, and it says you don't need you don't require anything. It's everything you need to have, you have. But this person says you can have houses, car, clothing, pets, and these things. It's not what we want. It is given to us. We don't need to have any wants in heaven, because everything is there. They know us before we enter into heaven. So we don't need to go and think, I want that, I want that, I want that. Because want, that is very close to envy. And envy is a big no for God. Because we should not look at each other, what that person have and what I don't have. Because when you are in heaven, they already know your needs. And all your needs are there. They're showing me now. It is like, take it. Only there in there is it what you need. And it's only to reach out your hand and grab it. And it is, I don't know if I can say stupid, but it is stupid to think that we should kill animals and eat them in heaven when it's full of love and compassion for everything living. Why should we eat in Africa? In some places they eat dogs, for example. Why should we eat dogs? And it's we have not that desire in heaven. We don't need to eat. We don't have need to have anything chewing in our mouth, because we only can think about nice food and be full of it. You know that some of you have done this without thinking about it, but you think about food. And either you go hungry because you think about food, but sometimes is it that you be full only to watch on television when they do food? It is very strange that you be full in your stomach only to watch someone making food in the television. And so it is in heaven that you be full of. You can, if you feel, I don't think you feel hungry or thirsty in heaven, because it's like press a button that if you feel hunger that it's only pressure, but press a button away from you. It's only to think about food and you'll be full. You don't need to hunting food in heaven. You have everything you need to have in heaven. And you need to stop thinking about earthly way to live your life, because that is gone in heaven. And that's why it's very hard to describe it, because it's not earthly. You don't need something to drink, because you are never thirsty, and you don't need to know how to feed you, because you are not going to be hungry. It's taking care of you in that way. And I hear now someone asking me, what else can we do in heaven if we don't sit down and eat or sit down and drink? And we don't have any sexual things going on, because that is for to get more children. And those children do we have on earth. But in heaven, there we don't do them in heaven. They are already existed. They maybe it's not that we can see, but they are already there in the energy way. We can sing. They sing very much. And I think we can have music going on in many ways. And then is it about to travel to other places, to learn from other places, because not all people are in heaven when we are in heaven. So we can travel around and choose to see things that is nice for us from the whole universe. So it's many things we can go. And you need to understand that we have changed. We are not thinking about our earthly life, because that, in most places, most of it, was it not good. It was not nothing to keep. You know, we store in heaven, and what we store in heaven is clean and good things, not evil or something. Waste, very shortly we waste it like that. Everything we keep in heaven, and that is where our treasure is. And so this is what I wanted to talk about now. It's Saturday. And I have not much to do tonight, so I was thinking I should sit and talk to you a little And also that I can go out from depression by thinking, by talking to you about my loving place called heaven and my Father, God, and his throne I have talked about. So, God bless you, and I pay attention that I didn't fall to sleep. It was no energy that was stolen from me in that way that spirits coming. They are here. I see them and I hear them. But they are a little like sad. They are not angry, but they are sad that so few listen to them. They come down here because they thought that people should be in this gathering place and understand what they were talking about. But so far, is it only few people that understand this? And I have the same spots that I had from the beginning, but it have not coming much more people. It have going around the whole world. Almost all countries have I reached with this podcast. But I was thinking that it should be more people for every episodes. But maybe is it after I am gone, it's gonna be like paintings. It's very often it is be success after the painter have died, and maybe it's for this also coming, but then it's too late, because this is a test what you are doing when you hear these things, and the test is ended when I leaving Earth, if I leave the Earth. And I may be leaving now when I do this x-ray. I maybe not make it because I'm so frightened. And then after they saying that I maybe have a few, I don't have so long life. It may be it's the end of everything now. We will see after I have done the x-ray and been to the doctor that read the report about x-ray. But I'm thankful that you that follow me, and that there is no one that support me with any money. So that I see also that it's going down, and I understand that you don't have any money, because it's like that all over the world, that people don't have so much money. But God knows who have the money, so he expects you to support me, but you don't do that. Somewhere come the money from when I go to Israel, but now They maybe thought it should be something very special in Israel for me. But it was special, but not what they were thinking it should be. But I ended with Israel. And it maybe was a sign from God that the ending is taking place now. So thank you for listening, and God bless you.